Welcome to your bi-week report. This is part two. We're going to start talking defenses. Your report, mind you, is brought to you by New Era. And guys, Anita Marks, Paul Dottino, and of course John Schmelk, your thoughts on the defense so far this part of the season?
Well, you know, we've seen a lot of injuries in that secondary, and it's shown in some busted coverages, which has led to some big plays, which I know the Giants want to cut down on. But the other thing is, Anita, quite frankly, there have been too many games where they've been sloppy. And, John, you know, we often talk about missed tackles. Anytime you see missed tackles in double digits in a game, chances are better than not that they're going to lose, because that's what happens in this league. The other thing is you've seen a lot of missed assignments and run fits because guys are getting caught out of their gaps trying to do too much. Those are the primary reasons why the Giants' D has had some trouble.
Well, going into this season, a lot of talk about the defensive line, specifically the big three, and that's OC, JPP, and Tuck. Your thoughts on them this season, Paul?
Well, you know, I think that JPP's not been as dominant as he was last year. We can all agree on that, but I still think he's playing well. I think what you're seeing is a lot of teams are getting rid of that ball in just a couple of seconds. They're doing everything they can to prevent sacks. They're keeping an extra tight end. They're doing the quick hitters. I get all of that. You know, the other day I was talking to one of the assistants, and he said to me, our pressures and our quarterback hits aren't that far off of pace from last year, but the sacks are down, and that's what people notice more.
Is that what you've noticed, John? Are you surprised with the sack total maybe not being as high as I think what Giants players and fans would like to see? And also, I'd like to hear you comment on what's going on in the interior of the line with Chris Canty now that he's back and healthy.
It's funny. The Giants were ranked third in the league in sacks heading into that game against the Bengals. They got shut out. Now they're around 10th in the league. So the sack numbers aren't bad, but I don't think there's been that consistent pressure that takes the quarterback out of rhythm that we've seen in years past. I just don't think we've seen it from those defensive ends. That obviously affects the rest of the defense. As for the tackles, I think since Chris Canty has been back, they've played a lot better. Linval Joseph, I think, has had a Pro Bowl caliber year. The Marcus Kuhn injury does hurt. Marvin Austin will now have to step up and really start showing why he was a second round pick. But I do think you have to give the tackles a bit of a hit here. The Giants' run defense has been extremely inconsistent this year. That's the ends, that's the defensive tackles, that's the linebackers. First things first, you always got to stop the run. The Giants haven't done it.
Talking about linebackers, let's talk about that core. Paul Dottino, of course, Kiwi, Chase Blackburn, who unfortunately had to take a game off because of a hamstring issue, and Michael Boley, who we talked about earlier today, has just been all around the ball and has three interceptions so far this season.
Yeah, he's got two fumble recoveries to boot, returned one for a touchdown. Boley's been really good, but then again, he's also had some of that sloppiness I talked about a couple of minutes ago. And ultimately, that's really what is paining this team more than anything else. In my mind, defensively, self-inflicted injuries where they have not played up to their capabilities. I'm going to tell both of you, I think this Giants defense is very talented. We've seen these players win a lot of games before in big spots, okay? They haven't played well. They need to refocus. They need to concentrate better. They need to get healthy. They need to rest. I think they're going to be better in the second half of the season.
You talk about healthy. That screams Keith Rivers. Unfortunately, he has not been healthy this season. And also, there's a lot of young, talented linebackers on this squad. I was expecting a little bit more from Mark Herzlich so far this season, John, as well as Jaquan Williams, who hopefully will be back and healthy again after the bye.
Unfortunately, I don't think you can count on Keith Rivers. He hasn't proven over the course of his NFL career that he can stay healthy. And quite frankly, Chase Blackburn has kept Mark Herzlich on the bench. When Herzlich did play, he didn't exactly play the best game we've seen all year either from a Giants linebacker. But I think the big change you'll see is when Jaquan Williams gets back. He's so good at covering those tight ends like Vernon Davis, like Jason Witten. We saw him tear the Giants up earlier this year. When he gets back, it will help that Giants linebacking crew, especially in pass defense.
And talking about the secondary, Prince Amukamara finally getting the start opposite Corey Webster and has been doing extremely well this season so far.
Yeah, he's been improving virtually every week. And while I wasn't real happy with his run defense in terms of his run support and his hitting, I'll tell you something, John. He got really, really, really tough against Cincinnati. It's probably the best all-around game I've ever seen him play. That bodes well for the Giants because it shows me he's starting to really get it as to what it means to be a first-round pick and an all-around corner. Corey Webster fought a bit of a broken hand, fought a bit of a hamstring in the first half of the season. I think Webby's got a lot left in him. The last 2 weeks were the first 2 weeks all season that he was able to practice each and every day.
All right, so
I think he's going to be better.
So we go from the corners to the safeties, and unfortunately, Kenny Phillips suffers an injury. Stevie Brown has stepped up in a big way. Some people might say Stevie Brown, MVP of this defense, pre-bye week. Those are some pretty strong words. But talk about Stevie Brown. Talk about the secondary Antrel role and also the fact that the Giants now have Will Hill back.
Well, first on the secondary overall, Paul mentioned Prince and Corey. Remember, Corey has to cover the best receiver every week. So he's going to give him more plays than Prince. Prince last week was covering the Bengals' literally fourth option. He wasn't covering Hawkins, Gresham, or A.J. Green. So keep that in mind, too, when you evaluate the cornerbacks. But in terms of the safeties, Stevie Brown has been the MVP. And the Giants' defense and their woes and their limitations and their faults have been hidden this year by forcing tons of turnovers. Their plus-minus ratio is fantastic. And Stevie Brown's a huge reason for that. Seven forced turnovers, whether it's interceptions or fumbles. So I think once Kenny Phillips gets back, and Coach Merritt and Coach Fuel stressed earlier in the week how important Kenny Phillips is to this defense, especially covering the tight ends. And he'll help in their defense. And when all three guys are healthy, Coach Fuel will figure out a way to get all three of them on the field and use them effectively. Jaron Holsey, someone we didn't mention, has struggled in the slot recently, and I think we might see Antrel roll there a little bit more once Brown and Phillips are both healthy on the field.
I'd like to talk special teams because they're a unit that definitely needs to get some respect. Unfortunately, the coverage units have not been great, but Lawrence Tynes and Steve Weatherford have been sensational this season, Paul.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, Lawrence Tynes has been really, really steady this year. I know he missed a couple of long ones, had one blocked where there wasn't enough protection off the corner, but you can't really complain about what he's done. And Weatherford, not only is he punting real well, but he's made a couple of tackles too. The last couple of weeks, the coverage units have not been really good, and Weatherford's tried to save 6 points, and he's done a good job in doing that. So I will tell you this, the return game, which was really good early on with Wilson making some big plays on kickoff returns, has really slumped off. And Reuben Randall, same thing. I'm not seeing a lot of explosiveness these last few weeks. It seems like he's been a little bit timid back there.
All right, guys, some final thoughts. As we said, the players off. They're back on Monday getting ready for the Green Bay Packers. And we've been talking about it all season long. The schedule after the bye week gets even more difficult. You're talking Green Bay, Atlanta, New Orleans, the Ravens, Philadelphia, and the Washington Redskins again. Talk about the remainder of the season and what your expectations are, John.
Here's the scary thing. Right now, the Giants' defense is ranked about 20th in the league, 26th against the pass. The Giants have gotten through the soft part of their schedule in terms of opposing offenses. They've already played teams like the Browns with a rookie quarterback. They've played a team like the Bengals with a second-year quarterback. Here's who you got left. Drew Brees, Aaron Rodgers, Matt Ryan, Robert Griffin III, potentially Michael Vick.
It's frightening.
This is not good. So the defense better get things straightened out. The pass rush better start getting to the quarterback. The secondary better stop having missed assignments, or you're going to see a lot of shootouts. And considering, Paul and Anita, the way this Giants offense has struggled in recent weeks, this defense can't afford to be giving up 31, 34 points because the offense hasn't been able to put those points on the board.
You're absolutely right. Paul, the magic number for the Giants to make it into the playoffs. Preseason, we said 10. But, Paul, earlier today you said 9. You think 9 does it?
9 will do it because the Eagles, Cowboys, and Redskins are incapable of winning 9 games. At best, they are 500 teams. So if the Giants can get to 9-7, that is go 3-3 over the final 6. I do believe they will win the NFC East and bring home a playoff spot. Now, are the Giants capable of winning more than that? Sure. Less than that? Sure. The problem is we really don't know what the Giants are going to do right now based on their past performance and their injury history. But I'm going to tell you 9 will do it.
I agree. I think 9 gets you into the playoffs, no doubt.
Fantastic. Again, for John Schmelk, Paul Dottino, and myself, we thank you so much for tuning in right here on Giants.com. This has been your bi-week report brought to you by New Era.